Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to the series Pearls of Wisdom. Today, my topic is showing off. Before moving towards our topic, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the person who would have recited Salat more than others upon me amongst the people would be the closest to me on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is stated on page 16 of a 165 page book named Riyakari that is showing off, published by Maktabatul Madina. A man asked the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what will bring us salvation on the Day of Judgment? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, do not be disloyal to Allah azza wa jal. The person then asked, how can a person be disloyal to Allah azza wa jal? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, in a way that you perform the deed which has been commanded by Allah azza wa jal and his Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but with the intention of pleasing someone other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, abstain from showing off because it is associating partners with Allah Azza wa Jal. On the Day of Judgment, a show off will be called by four names. O sinner, O deceiver, O infidel, O loser, your deed was ruined and your reward went to waste. Today, there is no share for you. O you who attempted to deceive, now go and seek your reward from whoever you did that deed for. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we too should learn a lesson from the above mentioned narration that the one performing deeds in order to show off to people will be regretful and deeply ashamed on the Day of Judgment. Unfortunately, first of all, our nafs and shaitan do not let us do good deeds at all. And secondly, if we do succeed in struggling to do good deeds, then our nafs and shaitan try their best to prevent our worship from being accepted. They do this by either making us commit such a mistake in our worship that invalidates it, or the desire for name and fame settles in our hearts after we perform a worship. Regardless of whether or not anyone talks about our good deeds, we ourselves cannot stop advertising them, mentioning our good deeds, and therefore we end up falling into the trap of showing off. For example, someone says, every year I observe fasts in Rajab, Sha'ban and Ramadan. Even though the fasts of Ramadan are farz anyway, but because this show off observes Nafil fast for 2 months, he mentions 3 months, Rajab, Sha'ban and Ramadan, a year in which he observes fast just to increase the weight of his showing off. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Another person says, I have been fasting on the 13th, 14th and 15th of every Madani month for many years. Some people mention the number of Hajj and Umrah they have performed. Some say, I recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam so and so many times every day. I have been reciting the book دلائل الخيرات for a long time. I recite so much of the Holy Quran. I donate so much money to such and such madrasa every month. In short, unwise people talk about their nawafil, tahajjud, nafil fast, and other acts of worship excessively without any reason. Alas, O sincerity, where are you? All these things are wrong if they are done with the intention of showing off. Show off will be left with nothing. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, certainly, good deeds should be performed to please Allah Azza wa Jal and to make the hereafter better. Remember, the good deeds of the show-offs who perform them for the purpose of showing off have no role in pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal. Such people are given in return for what they do only in this world. In this context, the 15th verse of Surah Hud is quoted, wherein Allah Azza wa Jal has said in part 12 of the Holy Quran, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, whoever desires the life of the world and its luxuries, we will give them the full compensation for the deeds in it and will not make any reduction in it. Commenting on the above mentioned verse, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, those who show off are given the reward of their good deeds in their worldly life and are not oppressed at all. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, now just ponder, on the day of judgment, when everyone will be worried about their own deeds, and in that critical situation, if someone's book of deeds is handed to him, and he realizes that many of his good deeds have gone to waste only due to showing off, what will be his condition then? He will be very sad and frustrated, since he thought that the good deeds that he had done would become a means of salvation in the hereafter, when he will desperately need good deeds. But his good deeds have been wasted because of showing off. He has lost the earnings of his life. He always thought that he had plenty of good deeds in his lifetime, but on the day of judgment, he will be standing hopeless with regret. Therefore, it is important for us to ponder over our condition whilst we are still alive and get rid of this horrible plague of showing off. We should ponder over each of our deeds so that it can be known whether or not the purpose of performing this deed is to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal or to attain wealth or any other worldly benefits. Do we perform good deeds for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal or for worldly riches, money or any other worldly benefit? Unfortunately, nowadays there is no sincerity in our worship. Every Islamic brother should ask this question from the bottom of his heart. I perform good deeds properly in the presence of people, but what happens to me when I am alone? Why do I perform them in a hurry when I am alone? Why can I not maintain humility in my worship when I am alone? Isn't showing off the reason for this? Allah Azza wa Jal forbid. Therefore, by pondering over your deeds, start reforming yourself from today. Otherwise, tomorrow on the day of judgment, there will be nothing but sorrow, embarrassment, and regret. If you are unable to make up your mind to ponder over your deeds, or you are worried as to how to do it, or what will have to be done, then do not worry. Simply join the company of those people who know how to make accountability of deeds. Seek such an environment where people are taught how to make accountability of their deeds. Remember, a person's company and environment play a vital role in the matters of reformation and upbringing. A great help of attaining pure and nice environment and good company is to associate yourself with the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. By the blessings of the association of Dawat Islami, not only do we receive a sunnah inspiring environment, but we also have the company of the lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In addition to these things, Islamic brothers are persuaded to act upon the Madani in'amat in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Their minds are made to observe Fikr-e Madina, that is, calling out the nafs and deeds to account. They are also privileged to travel with Madani qaflas, have good company, and attain many other blessings. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, showing off is a dangerous disease that affects the soul of good deeds so badly that due to it, Allah Azza wa Jal does not accept the good deeds that are done. Let's listen to the destruction of showing off regarding destroying the deeds in the light of the blessed ahadith. Number one, the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, when a nation adorns itself with deeds of hereafter and beautifies itself for the world, then hell is their abode. Number two, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Allah Azza wa Jal has declared heaven haram for every show off. That is, a Muslim who shows off will not enter heaven at the beginning. Number three, the greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the fragrance of paradise can be smelt from a distance of 500 years travel, but the one who seeks the world with deeds for the hereafter will not be able to smell it. Number four, the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever acts for fame, Allah Azza wa Jal will humiliate him. Whoever shows off his deeds, Allah Azza wa Jal will torment him. Dear viewers of Madani channel, have you seen how terrible is the act of showing off, as the good deeds are not accepted due to it? One who is involved in showing off does not attain heaven. He will be humiliated on the day of judgment due to showing off. A good deed is rejected, and as a result, no reward will be given for them. Instead, the deeds performed to show off causes Allah's displeasure. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated on page 890, volume 3 of the 1286 page book Ihya ul-Ulum, published by Maktabatul Madina, a publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami. Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when a person commits an act of showing off, Allah Azza wa Jal says to the angels, look, he is making fun with me. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, indeed the disease of showing off is extremely destructive. Therefore, it is absolutely necessary to refrain from it. Therefore, before performing any good deed, we must contemplate over our intention. Otherwise, that deed will become useless due to showing off. Let's listen to the definition of showing off so that we can understand it properly and can easily protect ourselves from it. Shaykh Tariqat, Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has written on page 66 of a 616 page book titled Neki Ki Dawat. He writes about the definition of Riya: to perform worship with any intention other than the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is showing off. In other words, showing off is to perform worship with the intention of informing people about our worship so that the show off can get money from them. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is a very sensitive matter if the intention goes astray a bit. The one who performs that good deed falls into the trap of showing off. Therefore, we should be well informed about the disasters of showing off in order for it to become easy for us to get rid of this fatal disease. In regards to this, the study of the 165 page book, namely Showing Off published by the publishing department of Da'wat-e Islami, Maktabatul Madina, is very effective. This book contains the definition of showing off, its causes, signs, its horrible consequences, and the remedies of this disease. Therefore, it is a Madani request for you to study it yourself and persuade others to do so as well. This book can be read online or downloaded for free from the website of Da'wat-e Islami, www.da'wateislami.net. Let's listen to the examples attentively with the intention of our own reformation. Number one, to learn the art of the recitation of the Holy Quran, to impress people so that one can be called a Qari Sahib. Number two, to maintain a voice pitch, that is, the rise and fall of voice and other rules of recitation during ijtima'at according to the number of attendees so that they can be impressed. Number three, to speak or write words of humbleness, like addressing oneself as faqir, sinful, useless person, etc., so that people consider you a humble nature person and praise your humbleness. Number four, to meet people warmly and politely so that people consider you a sociable and well-mannered person. Number five, to wipe tears from the eyes when weeping, during dua, etc., in the presence of others so that people will get the impression that he is wiping his tears quickly to avoid showing off. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, as there are some symptoms of every disease through which the disease is diagnosed, in the same way, the disease of showing off also has some signs. Let's listen to these signs in order to become aware of it properly and to cure it easily. The leader of the believers, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, has stated, there are three signs of a show-off. Number one, he is lazy in performing good deeds when alone, but is active when he is in front of people. Number two, he increases his deeds if praised. Number three, he decreases his deeds if criticized. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we feel the symptoms of showing off in our heart, then after repenting, do not delay treating the sickness. If we strive to heal our inner self, then our outer self will automatically also get cleaned. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, one who reforms his inner self, Allah Azza wa Jal will reform his outer self as well. Let's listen to some treatments to get rid of the destruction of showing off. Number one, seek help through dua. Number two, keep in mind the disadvantages of showing off. Number three, eradicate the causes of showing off. Number four, create sincerity in your deeds. Number five, protect your intention. Number six, refrain from satanic whispers while performing worship. Number seven, hide your deeds. Number eight, associate yourself with the Madani environment of Da'wat-e Islami. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's speech we have heard about showing off. The fortunate people who abstain from showing off in their deeds and do not become disloyal to Allah Azza wa Jal will be able to attain salvation on the Day of Judgment. But unfortunately, the deeds of those who show off, who become disloyal to Allah Azza wa Jal by committing the sins of showing off, go to waste. They are not given the reward for the deeds they performed due to showing off. They will be called evildoers, deceivers, infidels, and losers. They will be told to ask for the reward of their deeds from those for whom they used to perform their deeds. More unfortunate things for the show-offs have been mentioned in the light of the blessed ahadith. They will not even be blessed with the fragrance of paradise, which can be smelt from a distance of 500 years travel, let alone paradise. The torment of Allah Azza wa Jal will be inflicted upon the people who show off. Therefore, pondering over our deeds, we should protect them from showing off. Otherwise, Allah forbid, the good deeds that we think will become the cause of our salvation in the hereafter will go to waste due to showing off, and we will be left with nothing on the day of judgment. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from showing off and bless us with the treasure of sincerity. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of